Do not listen to this audio program whilst driving or operating machinery, or if you suffer from epilepsy. If in doubt, consult your doctor. Welcome to the hypnotic trance I've made for you to change your destiny for the better and have a happier and richer life. I've spent years working on this project and designed a sophisticated matrix of hypnotic suggestions that will go deep into your unconscious mind, automatically helping you to feel more positive and in control of your life. Not only will you start to feel much more positive about everything because you'll be more in control, together we're going to program your mind to get rid of anything that holds you back, start to feel better than you ever have before in the now, become clear about what it is you want, and excited about the future. Get ready, because your destiny is about to become significantly more fulfilling in the ways that you want it. You'll be living the life you truly want and deserve. Let's get started. Because I'm going to be talking to both hemispheres of your brain, your whole brain, if you're listening in stereo, these words should be coming from the right-hand side, and these from the left. Because this is an intricate hypnotic trance that'll be using multi-levels of communication, I've designed it to reprogram your unconscious mind so that you automatically feel happier, see more opportunities, look at life from a positive perspective, feel more resilient when you face challenges, become super creative in your dreams of how amazing your life is going to be, and become your ultimate self. All of which will help steer you in a positive, successful direction in life that's absolutely wonderful. This mind-programming hypnotic trance is not the same as sleep. For some people, it's a simple process of natural guided relaxation. And for others, it happens a little more with each moment as they feel more and more comfortable. In trance, you'll still have awarenesses. You'll still be able to hear everything I say, and there'll be changes, like daydreaming. There's no effort to remember consciously as you find yourself comfortable and follow my instructions, whether you listen or not, and make yourself comfortable now as you pay attention to your breathing. And it doesn't matter whether your eyes are closed now or later, because if you need to awake, you'll awaken fully alert. So for now, you can just let go. As you focus your attention on your breathing now, my voice will go with you. Here, without trying to let go and notice your pulse, the beating of your heart, as you allow yourself to become more and more absorbed in the life and energy of your own body. And in your mind now, start counting backwards from 300. 300. 299. 298. 298. 297. 295. 294. That's right. And it doesn't matter if you get lost or leave a bit out or forget. Just start again at about the same place and notice that you don't notice when you lose your place and drift off. Only when you return momentarily before becoming more absorbed. So as long as that part of your mind is active, it's fine that it counts. And when it doesn't count, that's fine too. You don't need to listen to this consciously. Your unconscious will hear all you need to hear. And I'd like you to notice where you feel the most comfort in your body. And imagine that feeling spreading all around your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. Some people really like to relax on holiday in a warm, sunny place by the sea.
Relax the muscles
with beautiful blue skies. And gentle sunshine glinting off the waves.
Ease off the muscles.
And the relaxing sounds.
And let your shoulders
flow
drop
off the waves in the distance.
With each out breath.
Let the refreshing breeze until the consciousness release.
And I'd like you to imagine how you would look if you were twice as relaxed as you are right now. And float into that more relaxed you. And see through the eyes of your more relaxed self. And hear through the ears of your more relaxed self. And feel how good it feels to feel in this more relaxed you. And from this place, I'd like you to imagine how you would look if you were twice as relaxed as you are right now. And float into that more relaxed you. And see through the eyes of your more relaxed self. Hear through the ears of your more relaxed self. And feel how good it feels in this more relaxed you. And from this place, I'd like you to imagine how you would look if you were twice as relaxed as you are right now. And float into that more relaxed you. And see through the eyes of your more relaxed self. Hear through the ears of your more relaxed self. And feel how good it feels in this more relaxed you.
Is the creature quite away how comfortable you feel?
It works on some level
as you begin to notice all its time changes
pretty soon.
And change
your life gets better
and beyond your dreams and expectations.
You will be a happier and luckier person for the rest of your life. And it doesn't matter how aware of it you are now, and your unconscious can project ahead into the future and understand the new, happier and more amazing, resilient you. It can see how you'll be, how you'll walk and stand, how you'll work and play and enjoy your companions in your life. And I'd like your unconscious mind to download to you now all the neurological paths of action which create your richer happiness and change your destiny for the better. Each time you let go into trance, you reconnect to your inner resources and you reset your mind to sort for happy and lucky moments. And the more you notice, the more you find, and the more you notice. And don't be too surprised to find that problems dissolve as you change, the world changes too. And your unconscious mind can imagine going into the future, an older, wiser you, and look back and see what you've done to increase your happiness and live your values. And you can have that hindsight now and bring it back to the present. And give you the foresight to make choices that serve your deepest, most abundant happiness. You'll find that you're happier and more fulfilled from this day forth. You naturally find more joy and beauty in each moment. Every day you find new opportunities to appreciate the world and the people around you. You'll discover ways to be even happier while you're working and while you're on holiday. I'd like your unconscious mind now to look around and see if there are any other issues to be dealt with. And if so, go and appropriately solve them now. And you'll find even more joy and satisfaction in small and simple things every day. You'll feel better every day. So much calmer, luckier, as though everything is going your way,
more often at ease and free to enjoy opportunities. And as life presents you with challenges, you'll meet them and remember again and again the sources of resilience you have, which will always sustain you.
Once upon a time, that your happy young stone from this
he was very happy with his lot until
naturally
he saw the
king
of the land
more joy and beauty in each of men.
I wish I could have all
every
that
day you find new opportunities to appreciate
the main
world, and an angel appeared and spoke the
you'll
words.
Discover ways
you
to be
even
happier while you're working
and
while
your stonecutter's wish was granted.
And I'd like your unconscious mind
all was well until
to
one
look
beautiful
around,
day
when
we
see
if there are any
other
issues heavy
royal
down.
What
the freedom and power
your son
has
appropriately now.
That is what I would truly like.
You'll find even more
as the thought
formed in
his mind.
Small and simple
the angel appeared to grant it.
You'll feel
better
now every
day
come the sun.
So much calm,
revelry,
freedom and power.
Feel free to enjoy opportunities.
But after a time,
life presents you
with
challenges
and blocks
the land
and
remember
you
them again and again.
Before he even realized what was
life, which sustained
the angel had transformed
your self-confidence improves every day.
Wherever the man
you can
outrank
of yourself,
forests will
automatically
notice everything is getting better in his way.
But no matter how
those
things try,
observations,
with one human
becoming happy
of
stone,
lucky
stood immovable.
Some people
unaffected by
his
compulsion.
In an instant,
think of yourself
repeatedly transformed
him
into the mountain
to change yourself.
The man
to
feel
one of the incredible
power of
being a movable
object
in the midst
of any storm.
Now,
yet even as
deep
he
down
was delighting
in his
immense
strength
and resilience,
visualizing repeatedly,
see a small man
melting
away
at
his base with a
chiseling
hammer,
will help you develop positive new patterns
of thinking,
is even
more
powerful than I,
he thought,
when you're in trance.
That is the kind
of
freedom
and power
I've always
longed for.
Thinking of yourself
as a happy,
lucky,
comfortable,
resourceful,
contented
person
repeatedly,
you are what you have thought,
will begin to produce the most wonderful
results
in your life now.
The older but wiser
give
yourself
that sense of
continued on his journey.
Now,
you will feel more in control of your destiny every day. As you listen to these words, your unconscious mind can go on a search. It can build a super state of happiness, creativity, and resilience. A combination of all your good feelings and calculate the chemistry and the synaptic patterns of happiness and make it even stronger. And just as your unconscious mind builds generalizations, it created a strong state of happiness, luck, and resilience. It can generalize it into your future so that you automatically feel good. So good. You still have a full dynamic range of feelings and yet a constant backdrop of well-being and an inner glow of joy. Imagine waking up tomorrow feeling this good. And next week. And next month. And rested and refreshed, full of joy and appreciation. Next year and in 5 years and so on, feeling happier and happier. Now I'd like you to remember a time when you were experiencing your most important values. Feel them in your body now. As you return to those times, like you're back there again now. And as you see what you saw and hear what you heard, feel those good feelings. And imagine those good feelings have a color. And imagine that color spreading all the way to the top of your head and down to the tips of your toes. And now we're going to take this powerful feeling of being in touch with what matters to you most. And we're going to bring it into your perfect day. Imagine living a day when each one of these values gets experience. Imagine the morning and you feel how it feels, and you feel how good it feels to be experiencing your values. then the afternoon, and then the early evening, and finally the late evening, and close the day a perfect day. Now, I'd like you to imagine watching a movie of the ultimate you. Look at the way the ultimate you moves, speaks, breathes, smiles. That's right. And when that movie looks really good, imagine floating into the ultimate you and living life and handling the challenges and being resilient in the zone of peak performance. That's right. See through the eyes of your ultimate self, hear through the ears, and imagine living your daily life feeling this good, this amazing, because you're in the zone, in the flow. That's right. See what you'll see, hear what you'll hear, and feel how good it feels to be the ultimate you. Now, I'm going to ask you to remember specific times in your life when you felt lucky, or you felt that everything was going your way. Remember those times like you're back there again now. See what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel how good you felt. Make the colors rich and bright and bold, sounds loud, feeling strong. And notice where the good feeling, that lucky feeling, is strongest in your body. And give it a color, and spread that color up to the top of your head and down to the tips of your toes, and double it again until you feel it in every fiber of your being. Imagine taking this amazing feeling into every area of your life, your work life, your home life, challenging situations, your spiritual life, every area of your life. And see what you'll see and hear what you'll hear and feel how good it feels to know that you're in the zone of your ultimate self. And now, I'd like you to imagine that you're near the end of your life and you've had a truly, deeply happy life. You've had a wonderful life. You have a great sense of peace and satisfaction about what you've accomplished and about how you've lived your life up until this point. And I want you to look back over your life from this new perspective, having lived an amazingly wonderful life, having done these wonderful things, being truly, deeply happy, and just notice what you're most happy about. What are you most proud of that you've accomplished in your life? What are you glad that you got around to doing? What are you most pleased that you stopped doing? Is there anything that you wish you'd done even more of, or you'd done sooner? From this perspective of your happy future self, think about the three biggest things that you've accomplished in your life that have led to these feelings of satisfaction. Remember each thing in as much detail as you can. What about each of these things was most satisfying? And when you you've got a sense of each of these things for yourself, I want you to imagine coming back into the present, bringing back with you everything you've learned, feeling wonderful and relaxed. And now, I'd like to speak to that part of you that I'll refer to as the controller. And I know it does an important job for you, and I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you, for now. Do so from the background of your experience, as it makes that change gently a bit more and more with each moment now. Next, I'd like to speak to that part of you that I'll refer to as the protector. And I know it does an important job for you, keeping you safe. And I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you. But for now, from the background of your experience, and as it makes that change gently a bit more and more with each moment now. Next, I'd like to speak to that part of you that I'll refer to as the evaluator or critic. And I know that it does an important job for you, and I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you. But for now, from the background of your experience, and as it makes that change gently a bit more and more with each moment, next I'd like to speak to that part of you that I'll refer to as desire. And I know it does an important job for you, and I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you, but from the background of your experience, and as it makes that change gently a bit more and more with each moment, next I'd like to speak to that part of you that I'll refer to as the seeker, the mind that seeks the way. And I know it does an important job for you, and I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you, but now from the background of your experience, and as it makes that change gently a bit more and more with each moment, now I'd like to speak to non-seeking, contented mind. And in this moment, aware of your awarenesses, now I'd like to talk to Big Mind. And noticing your expanded awareness, I'd now like to speak to Big Heart. And in this expanded awareness, problems and challenges transform. And I'd like to talk to any aspects of you that have been disowned and ask your complete self to reintegrate them in a way that's most comfortable, appropriate, and healthy, and only as fast as is right for you now. And as you return to ordinary consciousness, I'd like you to bring with you the deep bliss and security of Big Mind. And later, as you sleep tonight, I'd like your unconscious mind to reinforce every positive thought that you've ever had about yourself. Now you're a happy, resourceful person. And as you find yourself like this more and more often, you'll automatically notice more and more wonderful things in your life. And I'd like that part of your mind to imagine how it will be as you get used to thinking of yourself in this way. You're a happier, luckier, more resilient person, and you can understand that more and more deeply as soon as you awaken into real, rich happiness. It's important to be alert, and it's important to relax. And whenever you relax, you can go all the way to the level you really need. And when you awaken, you can awaken with a bright, delightful alertness, because the body can do that. And as you become awake, you can feel the wish to be active, and you can find yourself enjoying it. Naturally, you'll feel good, balanced, and upright. We can all sleep, and we can all wake up, Although we don't consciously know how we wake up, yet we do. And you can awake now, as I count backwards, refreshed, relaxed and alert, in touch with your inner peace, ready to express the energy in your body. Wake up now, calm and confident. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. You might want to stretch and yawn as you wake up. 4, 3, 2, 1.